And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another day, another night. We thank you. We thank you for what you have given us on today, the message from you. Open our hearts, open our ears, open our minds, our understandings to reflect on what we have heard today. We thank you for the strength that you have given to us, Jesus Christ. We ask you to go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, those who need a touch, touch them on today. Someone this week, Jesus, needs a miracle. We thank you for that miracle. We bless you, Jesus Christ, for what you are going to do. We are grateful. We are thankful. We know that you are in charge. There is nothing that you cannot do. And we thank you. So we thank you, Jesus Christ. One who comes back on the playback, one who's listening to this, we thank you for all that you do. And we thank you that you are on the network. We're grateful. We're thankful. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. And we say thank you again. Forgive us of our sins. Help us, Jesus Christ, to go forward in your power and might that you give to us. We thank you. We thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you again. And again. And again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everyone is having a good night on this night. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. All right, now, on tonight, on this evening, this weekend, the message. Yesterday, this message was on the conference line, but today we're on the Spotify for podcasters with the Intercessory Prayer Weekend message. And it is entitled The Acceptance in the Beloved. Let me say that there are times in our lives where, or when, or even now, that we wanted people to say things like, I like you. I understand you. You're good. And we'll help you. So there are times when we have, or maybe even have, wanted to hear those types of things. And reason why we wanted to hear those types of things, because in all of those things, in an area, there is a level of acceptance. And with acceptance, we all want to be. Now, you might have some people that kind of say, well, they're not, they really don't care if they be accepted or not. But for the majority's sake, we do. We want to be liked, you know, we want to be accepted. Oh, look, just forget, you're not going to be accepted everywhere because of who you know. So you can forget that. But You know, in a generalization, a generalization, we just want to be liked. Okay, we don't want to be hated by everybody, but hey, to that. For the cause of Christ, it can go like that. But anyway, in the general, you want to be liked, accepted, understood, the whole bit. So I want to look at the scripture, Ephesians 1 and 6 reads thus wise to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Acceptance in the beloved. Now, we know that God gets the praise, the glory, and the honor in everything, and he will in everything. And when it comes down to grace, that's a big word. That's a big word. Grace. And when we get that grace, God's unmerited favor, that in that know that you are loved by him. And he's the one that measures out that grace, not us. Now we would like things to kind of happen the way we think about it sometimes, where we think, the way that it should happen. We think it's a good deal, and it's not a good deal. So, he measures out that grace to each and every one of us. So when he's measuring out that grace and all, you still are loved. You are accepted in the beloved. You're accepted. Yes, you are. You are accepted by him because he called you. So when he called you didn't call him, he called you. That you are accepted in the beloved. And with that grace, that making of the acceptance in the beloved, you being in the acceptance of the beloved, you are with him. You want to communicate with him. You want to be instructed by him. You want everything to go according to the one who has given you the instructions, because you're accepted in the beloved. Because you want to listen and hear what he has to say. Now, remember something in this. Now, I said that, generally that we want to be liked and acceptance and all, and people got to put this in there, but people will change on you. They'll change on you. They'll say they like you and all of that, and understand you and all of that, but they will change. Oh yeah, they will. They'll change on you. Take caution in this. Take caution in this and everything. That you take that caution even with those that people that you meet, you take caution. But guess what? You're still accepted in the beloved, huh? And people will change, even in the words of saying, "I love you." Oh, you're such a wonderful person and all, but people change. And beware of that. Now, being a believer, you got some joy down in the side of you because you are accepted in the beloved. And that grace that God gives you according to his will, because you are still accepted in the beloved. Oh, yeah. And the best part about it is that when you know Jesus, you know it. You know that he loves you and that he died for you and that he rose again. He is with you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you because you're accepted in the beloved. Jesus. For one thing with Jesus, we know that Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. You're accepted in the beloved. It doesn't matter what day, the time, the hour, the second, the minute, doesn't matter the year, the month, it doesn't matter. You are accepted in the beloved. He loves you just that much. He know your yesterday. He know your today. And he know your tomorrow. You're accepted in the beloved. Don't you dare rely on hands of humans, because they'll change on you. They'll change on you and they'll turn their back on you. But the beloved will never do so. He loves you just that much because you are accepted by him. Mm. Now, like David, you know, he was an apple of, you know, of God's eye. But guess what? So are we. So are we. We are apples of his eyes too. Because we're accepted in the beloved. We are accepted in the beloved and his love for us. He watches over us. That eye, his eyes are watching over us in our sleep and during our day, when I wake up, whatever we do, when we're outside, you know, when nothing's going to happen unless he knows. He knows about it because you are accepted in the beloved. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? You are accepted in the beloved. Oh, yeah. Accepted in the beloved. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you're accepted in the beloved, that you are accepted by him? If you're not, you should be. You should be. Now, often question who you are, understand, of course, know it, get it in you, that you are accepted in the beloved. Oh, yes, you're accepted in the beloved. Now, Ephesians 1:11, and then 19-20, hear this. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. The inheritance, you got it. He got it for you. He got it. Being predestinated, known already. According to the purpose he has, the purpose, you go and you read that Jeremiah 29:11, the purpose that he has for you. And he's worked these things out in your life, and all that counsel from him, that counsel after that counsel, all that counsel you get from him, of his own will. It's his will. Because you are accepted in the beloved. Come on. You know it. Look at the great and wonderful things that he hath done for you. Have done. Done. Will do. And will keep on. Now, you think about it. You think about it. If somebody is listening to this that don't know Jesus, you think about it. Come to him today, definitely, that he can save you, one that don't know him. And that next verse, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward. Who believe? You believe it. You believe it. You believe it. Receive it. According to the working of his mighty power. Working of his power. Now, I ain't got nothing to do with you. Sit down. Which is wrought in Christ. It's all in him. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, that's where he is. Listen. Understand this. You probably know it already, but make sure you know it. Make sure. Make sure you know it. That you are accepted and are beloved. Understand it. You are accepted in the beloved. And because you are accepted in the beloved, you know what? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing can come between you and the Lord. Nothing. Nothing at all. So let me say to you, in just these words, you are accepted in the beloved. Put something behind that. Accepted in the beloved by this, by that, by this, by that, by this. Think of it. Think about it. You are accepted in the beloved. And just hear this out one more time. That you have a blessed, peaceful, and safe remaining of this night and of the weekend. And listen to this.